That's enough of that. Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. We're here till 4 o'clock. Love to play you some stuff. And I still got these Back 40 Folk Fest passes. If you want to go next Sunday out to Morden, you just give me a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Big show coming. There's not a lot going on this week. I guess things gear up coming up on the weekend. I think, is it the Kids Fest this weekend? Is that happening this weekend? I should look that up. I think it is. That's always a good time, the Children's Festival. Coming up on the weekend, Scott Nolan returns to the Bella Vista. That's going to be good Friday, Saturday. But sooner, coming up on Tuesday night at the West End Cultural Center, it's the return of the lovely Whitney Rose. You've seen her at the Stew Dome, perhaps, or opening up for the Mavericks the last time they were through town. Now she's headlining a show. And also on the bill, Winnipeg's own Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. I'm excited about that because Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, they play all the time, but they play way too late for me. I'm too old. So this is a chance for us old people to go see Andrew Neville and see Whitney Rose. She's got a brand new record produced by Raoul Malo of the Mavericks. We're going to play a song featuring Raoul Malo off the new record. But first, let's go back to that first self-titled record from a few years ago. Here's is this the hit? Do we call it the hit? Is there any such thing as a hit these days? Here's something from Whitney Rose. Check her out Tuesday, West End. It's going to be good. I think it's like $10 or something.
Close them. place that I call home. I'm brought up here and it's the only place I've known. If I go, it won't be long when I'll be coming back, baby, with a brand new song. I sing, baby, baby, I'm coming home to you. Oh, baby, baby, I'm coming home to you. Going on 25. They say this age is the prime of your life. I guess it's true. All you do is exactly what they tell you to. But baby, baby, I'm coming home to you. Baby, baby, I'm coming home to you. She said she was sorry for what she'd done. She started life anew. I know she told me many times before. This time I believed it was true. So I took her to the porter's car. I got down on my knee. And as I held her in my arms, she said that she'd marry me. A little cabin in the countryside. A train had pulled into Lincoln Station. I reached up to help her down, but she ran into another man's arms as soon as her feet touched the ground. She turned and she looked. I heard her laugh for the whole world to see. And as she turned, I reached and I grabbed her before she could walk away. The whistle blew. I heard her scream. I hear it. Curtains.
is Leroy Steger. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio. Rock and roll.
Driving rain, 40 miles out of Michigan. Spiderweb headlights, they shut me down. I knocked on the door, I rang the bell. The sign said vacancy, there was no one around. 18 wheel up against the wall, 56 ton grain alcohol, danger pain, but I'm trying to be strong, but my will is gone, my will is gone. My will is gone. Lightning flashing, I'm standing in a phone booth. I called a number, I got a machine. I heard a voice, I heard the tone. I tried to speak, I couldn't say anything. 18 wheel up against the wall, 56 ton grain alcohol, danger pain, I'm trying to be strong, but my will is gone, my will is gone, my will is
Who's gonna save country music? Who's gonna save country music? What would old Hank say? Bet he'd roll in his grave if he heard today's country music. I'm tired of hearing songs about them redneck ways. Country boys getting drunk, trying to fornicate. Hey, whatever happened to songs that actually meant something? Like stories of true love and heartbreak. Oh, who's gonna save country music? Who's gonna save country music? Bet Patsy Cline would cry if she heard a song by Luke Bryan. Who's gonna save country music? TV shows like Tommy Hunter and Hee Haw. Even Rita McNeil tried to keep it all alive. But what they play on CMT don't seem country to me. Who's gonna save country music?
Well, when we come back from these messages, we're gonna have the weather. Oh, it's gonna be cold out there, folks. Cold and boring. Just like the music that we play on this radio station here. Cold and boring.
Who's gonna save country music? Who's gonna save country music? Red Hank's nose ghost would think it's all just a hoax if he heard today's country music. Who's gonna save country music?
Come on!
Who's gonna save country music? What would old Hank say when he rolled in his grave if he heard today's country music? Hey, who's gonna save country music? Who's gonna save country music?
Oh, that there is Mike Plume. Mike Lynch. It's got a bit of Mike Plume in him, though. Mike Lynch from an album called Reel to Reel. I just love this guy. He's so great. And you know, I thought we were pals. I thought, you know, we're building a relationship. We've been talking about doing a house concert for a while. And I thought it was going to happen. And then I saw Gord post that it's happening at River City Social Club. So I don't know if we're friends after all. But you can catch Mike Lynch. July 17th at the River City Social Club. I'll go and, you know, try not to feel bad that it's not happening at my house. Gord at the River City. He's also got Jeff Berner playing in his basement July 23rd. That's going to be a pretty fun time, I got to say. So if you haven't been to the River City Social Club yet, you really ought to check it out. It's a pretty special place. Anyways, we heard something secret in there. Shh, don't tell anybody. Okay, it's a secret. So don't tell anybody. I tried to keep it a secret. I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I can't. I can't keep secrets most of the time. So it's Leroy Stagger. He's got this new EP, which is kind of it's a secret. It's a bootleg, which you can get if you buy his new poster. If you go on leroystagger.bandcamp.com, you can buy his poster, which is a lovely poster. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful thing. But I value the record that comes with it more than the poster. It's pretty great. So we heard something off that. And there's more greatness on there for sure. It's honestly, I would pay $20 for the record. The fact that I got a beautiful poster of the deal is just it's a bonus. We heard a couple from Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Fred Eaglesmith covering their Flowers in the Dell from Letter Buck, and an Andrew Neville original, and a beautiful one at that. We heard brand new song. Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices will be at the West End Cultural Center on Tuesday, opening up for Whitney Rose. We heard something off her brand new record, Hit Heartbreaker of the Year. We heard Be My Baby featuring Raoul Malo, and something off her debut self-titled record. We heard Chivalry is Dead. Okay, let's pick it up. Let's party a little bit, okay? Let's do that. Speaking of the Mavericks, they're coming to town in July, And here's something off their new record. Let's kick off our shoes and have a sock hop.
Before the time began, I was the kind of man who never shivered in his shoes. I was about to change, and there was nothing I could do. Oh yeah, as sure as I had his day, they used to say, too fast. The only thing this time is you're gonna be my last. Oh yeah, so let me carry on and move us right along, right to the point of no return. Sure enough, there is no place I would rather be. Oh yeah, after you walked in and all the lights went in and the music played all night, I may exaggerate, but that's what you ought to be. Oh yeah, so if you knew me really well, think of the stories you would tell about the greatest love in all of history. Oh yeah, the two strangers in the night, in some moment from a ride, it's forever.
Tonight. 88, shack on down by the Union Hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rock it up. Have a ball tonight.
Now it really gets me off. I live in a tent with the world's strongest man. When I met the mother like I broke my hand. My baby, she's the lady in the high wire rack. When I'm feeling tense, she walks on my back. Now the pay's okay, the benefits are great. Got to shoot the bull with the world's hardest day. But I'm the human cannonball. Underneath the big top, I'm the big cheese. I lay it on the line, let it all hang. When I go, I know how to ever bang. Back and I'm living, ever kid's dream. It's a buzz, it's a gas, it's a real scream. I'm the human cannonball. I'm the human cannonball.
Thank you. said I got what if it is in my full life. Yeah, I'm gonna lose control. I'ma leave it to my very soul. And I know he lied. Don't know what the hell I got.
Tell the Band to Go Home. This is John D. Graham. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Done. network of truckers bring me floods of green and duty free. Cheap smokes from the First Nations make me a one-stop outfitter's dream. I got a bunch of local kids do most of the trapping and digging. But as far as the authorities are concerned, hell, I just sit around and wait. I'll wait. I'll wait.
Man, I love doing that. So much fun. That's the Warp 45s from Matador Sunset. Man, I miss those guys. Live Bait. We heard John D. in there with Laredo, Small Dark Something, from Hooray for the Moon. We also heard Matthew Ryan in there, Guilty. Forgot to write that one down. From Mayday. We heard something from Lydia Loveless. Steve Earle from Indestructible Machine. We heard Pagliaro, classic, What the Hell I Got. Another classic, Webb Wilder's Human Cannonball. The Everly Brothers in there, ripping it up. And the Mavericks kicked off our little dance party there. Stories we could tell. It's been fun. I got to go. Sunday Drive's coming up. Waxy's Dargle. Comfort Cafe. Gail's going to have more Back 40 Folk Festival tickets to give away. I lied before. I said that Back 40 was the first folk festival of the season. It was a lie. Coming up on Saturday, a day before, in Cypress River, you can catch the little Cypress River Prairie Wind Festival. Man, it's looking good this year. Greg Arcade, The Perpetrators, Joe Nolan's out there, Casey and Clayton, The Reverend Rambler, Bad Country, all kinds of good stuff. Saturday. That's going to be a fun little thing. I think Joe Nolan's in Winnipeg on Friday. Forgot about C.R. Avery coming up this week at the Times Change. Tons of stuff. Check out telltheband2gohome.com for all the details. And stick around for some good stuff. Thanks, everybody.